Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss, so many things related to women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries, and we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. This is episode 103 of the O Woman Podcast. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about the idea of a mom body or a dad body. Now, first of all, this is something that I feel like I've heard discussed a lot more lately. I mean, you've always heard of this concept, the mom or the dad body, but I've heard it on the radio. I've heard it talked about as a specific body type, which I think is really interesting, because mom or dad body, when you think about it, really isn't a body type, but it's thought of as a body type. So, first of all, what is that? What it appears to be, based on what I've heard and what I've seen talked about this topic, is that a mom body is a body that, whether or not you're a mom, you have that is flabbier, a little saggier, a little chubbier, less toned, and very similar the concept of the dad's body. Dad's body is, whether or not you're a dad, a little flabbier, chubbier, not as muscular, not as strong, maybe even a little hairier, that kind of thing. So they're not really very different from each other, the ideas of the body type being a little chubbier and flabbier, whatever. But to me, it seems pretty new that it's talked about so much. Now, not only does it mean mom or dad body, doesn't mean having flabbier, chubbier, less toned, whatever body parts, but it also means something negative, which I think is interesting because, well, there's a lot of reasons why I think it's interesting, but it assumes that a mom or dad body is a worse body. So it's a negative thing. You're not going to say, ooh, he has a dad body, in a positive way most of the time. I mean, maybe as an individual person you would think that, but as a collective society, as a group of people that are talking about this idea of a mom or dad body, you're not going to say, ooh, a mom or dad body, yes, awesome, because that is the opposite, supposedly, of a toned, young, youthful, sexy body, which I think is really sad because particularly the connotation of not being as sexy. Some people think it is a sexy or more sexy, but I don't know why a body that is a little bit older, a little bit more flabby, a little bit less toned, particularly through being older and growing and being doing things and living your life and being a parent. I don't know why that should be considered less sexy, particularly when, if it's a mom or dad body, you have already participated in creating a human life, and that is a whole lot sexier of a concept than someone who hasn't, in my opinion. I'm not saying that mom or dad bodies are more or less sexy at all, but it's just interesting how, when it's discussed, it's always talked about as kind of a negative thing. Now, first of all, talking about mom and dad bodies as a negative thing assumes that moms and dads have worse bodies, like as a general population, when you think about it, that dads, or all of a sudden when some guy becomes a dad, he becomes chubby, or he becomes not toned, or he's unable to go work out or do things. And I don't think that's correlated with actual real life at all. I think for some men, it's harder for them to go work out or do physical activities when they have a baby because they're taking care of the baby. But for some men, it might be easier because they might be running around more, dealing with a kid. So I think it really just depends on the person. The same thing applies to a mom body. Some moms, well, I would say almost all moms, bodies change after they have babies. Actually, every single mom's body changes. But some bodies, very few, will bounce back to be very similar to what they were before. And the majority of bodies will not. And it might just be one body part. Like maybe your boobs will be bigger or saggier or less sensitive, or your nipples will be bigger or something like that. Or maybe your stomach will be wrinkly, or you'll have stretch marks, or you'll have stretch marks on your hips or your butt. Or your legs will be thicker or flabbier or saggier or whatever. There's a lot of changes that happen to a woman's body. But talking about a mom body as something that's kind of like, ooh, like the way we talk about mom jeans, you know, those unflattering, the concept of those unflattering, high-waisted, weird, pear-shaped bottom jeans. The idea of mom body as kind of a negative thing really screws up the idea that motherhood and fatherhood too is an exciting, valuable thing. And we believe it is, but when you correlate an ugly physical state with a big step in someone's life that's supposed to be and should be revered and considered very special, it's a really big disconnect there. And I could see why that would be a problem. And that's why I have a problem with the concept of a mom body or a dad body. So, just like what I said before, the idea of moms and dads having worse bodies after they have kids makes a good thing, like parenting, being a mom, being a dad, into a potentially bad thing, like, ooh, I don't want to have mom or dad body. Well, if you're a mom or a dad, you might have mom or dad body, and maybe it will be very similar to your non-mom or dad body. But the definition of your mom or dad body isn't the idea of society, that idea of being flabby or whatever. Your body is going to be maybe different, maybe not. But it's sort of a sad thing, I think, that we sort of worry about that, or that becomes a negative thing. Now, it also takes a lot of pressure that women feel about their bodies after having babies, and it amplifies it. It makes it worse. It particularly denies the importance of the inevitable change that happens to women's bodies and makes it seem like if only that could be changed, if only that could be taken back. And a lot of women feel that way about their bodies after they have babies anyway. So we don't need this extra layer of, ew, mom body, not an appealing body, to appear. Because a lot of women feel like their body isn't right or something is wrong. And if they're feeling emotionally up and down, they have postpartum blues, postpartum depression, just general confusion about what's next in your life after you have a baby, which is normal, it's going to make the whole thing worse. I think it would be so much better if we could think about, for example, a mom body as not something that is innately flabbier, funkier looking, uglier, but as something that is innately more wise. That would be a much better connotation for the phrase mom body, or the mom's physical state. That would be a whole lot better because there is a change that happens with women's bodies. It has to happen. It should happen. If it doesn't happen, something is wrong. All these changes have to happen when you're going to have a baby. And there's a fantastic, wonderful biological reason why all these things happen. And for us to simplify it down to the idea of if you're sexy or not after you have a baby is the most fifth grade way of viewing the problem, which isn't even a problem. But for some people it is. It's the most, I don't know, it's dumbed down. It's a dumbed down, small way of viewing a change to reduce it to something as simple as if your body is sexy or this or that. That's not what a parent's body should be about, especially a mom's body who had to go through growing a baby. Another thing, too, that I've noticed is the general discourse on mom and dad bodies is that I feel like I've heard, and I heard something on the radio the other day recently, I feel like I've heard more discussion about women who are like, oh, I like dad bodies, but I've not heard discussion about men saying, oh, I like mom bodies. And to defend the people that I've heard speaking on the radio, different talk show hosts and things like that, they're not saying, according to, you know, what they say, they're not saying that mom and dad bodies are gross. They're saying mom and dad bodies should be happening after you're a mom or a dad. I don't want a mom or a dad body on myself or my partner before you're a mom or a dad. But I still think they do view those negatively. They do view the concept of a mom or a dad bodies negatively. One show that I was listening to had people call in. I guess it was specifically women call in and talk about dad bodies. There were a couple men that called in to talk about, like, oh, I'm so lucky my wife picked me and my dad body even before I was a dad, you know, that kind of thing. But I heard different women calling in to say, oh, I don't mind dad body, I like dad body. And some of the reasons were, it's softer, it's better to snuggle with, it's cozier. The guy isn't going to be as critical of you when your body changes. And I feel like that's a pretty horrible reason to choose a partner. choosing a partner based on that they're more snuggly, all those things, sounds fine. But choosing a partner based on the fact that their physical state is subpar in your, you know, subconscious, you think it's subpar for you. But you're partially choosing it so that when you get chubby, they're not going to be able to get upset with you. What? That doesn't make any sense. They shouldn't be upset with you anyway if you get chubby. And you shouldn't pick someone based on if they're already kind of not on your level of attractiveness or whatever. That's kind of the stuff that I was hearing. But at the same time, I was hearing women like that. Women saying, oh, I like that because it's more snuggly. It's really fun to have a guy with a dad body because he's not as concerned about looking this and that. And I think that does make a lot of sense. But sadly, I didn't hear any guys call in. I didn't even hear the discussion at all about guys saying, oh, mom body is nice. It's better to snuggle with. You know, all these things. I'm thinking, why is it that dad body is okay, but mom body, when it's more necessary, theoretically, a body change for women when they become a parent is way more necessary than with men, why that is not looked at in the same way? There are, you know, many people saying, oh, I don't mind it anytime. So there really isn't a solution to the idea of mom or dad body, of how we talk about it. It's just important that we know that mom or dad body isn't even a real thing. It's an idea of a real thing. So we imagine that moms and dads' bodies change, or moms and dads should have these type of bodies, or people that aren't moms and dads shouldn't have them. And that puts a lot of pressure on everybody in the population, imagining what body you should or should not have. And so the idea of a mom or dad body just adds more layers to the fact that your body is supposed to be this or that. It adds more pressure to men and women to be and look a certain way. And there shouldn't be that pressure. You should just be your body, healthy and happy, and that's it. But I thought it was worth discussing just because I feel like it's an upcoming trend. You hear it spoken about, and it would be nice to kind of debunk the idea of a mom or a dad body. So if you're ever overhearing a conversation about it, try to throw in your two cents. Maybe you disagree with what I'm saying. Maybe you agree, but throw in your two cents. And throw in your two cents with me if you want to. Send me an email, check out the website, post something on the webpage, Facebook, etc. Please also, as a reminder, subscribe to the O Woman Podcast on iTunes and rate the episodes. That would be fantastically helpful for me. Thanks so much for listening, as always, and I'll talk to you next time. Okay, bye.